Sports. Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by White Pole Rose Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Rose Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
On high school sports last night in boys high school basketball, game heard here on KJAN, it was Walnut defeating AHST in overtime, 57-53, the final. Game was relatively close throughout. The Warriors opened up a five-point lead heading into the fourth quarter, but some late buckets, key ones in that ball game by Lee White, Bill Price, and Todd Schmidt helped the Vikings tie it up at 48 apiece at the end of regulation. Walnut only scored one field goal in the overtime period, but they made enough of their free throws to come up a winner in that contest last night as the Warriors ended up 19 of 31 from the free throw line, most of those in the second half. Vikings were 6 of 11 from the free throw line. Walnut coach Rick Bloom says there's a reason his team got to the line more last night.
I think it's due to the hustle. I think it's due to the way Jared goes to the hole, and tonight Chris Guthrie really went to the hole. He hasn't done that in the past for us, so he was really a nice surprise for us tonight. But I think it helps when you attack, and if you're quick enough, you can do that and get away with it.
Well, Jared, that's Jared Plain. He had 22 points last night to lead the way, 19 for Lucas Bloom in that ball game. AHST had four players in double digits. They were led by Bill Price, who had 15. Lee White had 13 last night for the Vikings. And other boys' hoops last night, it was Lewis Central over St. Albert, 68-64. Glenwood beat Red Oak, 48-40. Murray over Lennox, 67-39. Tri-Center beat Clarinda Academy, 62-33. And it was Sydney over Tarkio, Missouri by a final of 58-22. In girls basketball last night, it was AHST beating Walnut 40-39 in the other game we had for you here on the radio. AHST opened up a 10-point lead after three quarters, but a furious rally by Walnut, which included a couple of threes by Jessica Helms late, got them back close, but not quite close enough. AHST was pretty bad from the free throw line last night, just 11 of 26, but they made enough to win. 40-39, they post the victory. Caitlin Schroeder with 12 points to lead the way for the Lady Vikes, 11 for Ashley Walker to lead the way for Walnut in that game last night. Other girls' action last night saw St. Albert edge Riverside 44-40. It was Glenwood over Red Oak 74-27. Murray beat Lennox 38-32. Nishnabotna topping Rockport, Missouri 41-35. Tarkio, Missouri beat Sydney 44-37. We have high school basketball tonight for you here on KJAN. Western Iowa Conference play as AHST visits Griswold tonight. Girls will get things started at 6 o'clock. The boys will follow at around 7:30. And you can hear both of those games live tonight here on KJAN and on the web at KJAN.com on our Listen Live page. That's AHST at Griswold live tonight here on the radio. Well, the fourth girls' basketball ratings of the year came out late yesterday afternoon by the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. Here's a look at those rankings. In Class 1A, North Mahaska remains number one this week. Bedford is second. Arweva is third. Also locally, Villisca checks in at number 10. Exira EHK is at number 13, while Adair Casey is at 14th this week. In the 2A, top 15, Otobolt Arthur BCIG is number one again this week. IKM Manning, who suffered their first loss of the year to OABCIG the other night, is ranked third once again this week. Kemper Catholic stays put at number 5. Panorama remains at 14 in this week's poll. In the 3A poll, South Tama remains the top-rated team this week. The only area team in the list is Glenwood. They're up two spots to number 5. And also Class 4A, Iowa City West is number 1 again this week. Lewis Central is at number 14. They're up one spot from last week. Just three games in men's top 25 college basketball last night, all easy victories. Number 10, Missouri, beat up on Kennesaw State, 104-67. 14th-rated Wisconsin downing Savannah State, 66-33, while number 24, Murray State, defeated Liscombe, 89-65. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon Wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business, and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
Well, the NCAA's plan to give athletes a $2,000 stipend has been shelved for now. NCAA said enough schools, 125 of them, had called for an override of the plan approved in October to suspend it until the Board of Directors convenes in January. The NCAA said concerns include how quickly the plan would be implemented, the perceived impact on competitive equity, and implications for Title IX. Oklahoma State's Mike Gundy has been honored as the National Coach of the Year by the Football Writers Association of America. Gundy was chosen Thursday as the winner of the Eddie Robinson Award. The Associated Press will announce its National Coach of the Year next Tuesday. Former Kansas football coach Turner Gill has been hired for the same post at Liberty. Gill was fired November 27th after just two seasons under a five-year contract at Kansas. He takes over a Flames program coming off six consecutive winning seasons under Danny Rocco, who left after the season to take the top job at Richmond. Gill was 5-19 with the Jayhawks after guiding a rebuilding Buffalo team to a 20-30 mark in four seasons. Well, Matt Ryan and John Abraham allowed the Atlanta Falcons to enjoy a laugher against the Jacksonville Jaguars last night. Ryan completed 19 of his 26 passes for 224 yards, three touchdowns. As the Falcons hammered the Jags 41-14, Roddy White hauled in a pair of scoring passes, helping Atlanta take a 27-0 lead into halftime. Abraham had 3.5 sacks, while the Falcons' defense held Blaine Gabbert to just 12 completions and 141 yards. Atlanta improves to 9-5, clinching their fourth straight winning season, and they move a step closer to clinching a playoff berth. The Jags lost three fumbles as they fall to 4-10 on the year. Chicago Bears wide receiver Sam Hurd was in federal custody Thursday, charged with trying to set up a drug distribution network in the Chicago area. According to the federal complaint, Hurd was arrested Wednesday night after allegedly agreeing to buy a kilogram of cocaine from an undercover agent at a Chicago restaurant. The complaint contends that Hurd told the agent that he was interested in buying 5 to 10 kilograms of cocaine and 1,000 pounds of marijuana per week to distribute. He allegedly said he and a co-conspirator already distribute about 4 kilos of cocaine every week, but their supplier couldn't keep up with his demands. The NFL said it was looking into the incident. Bears coach Lovie Smith says Hurd's arrest is a disappointment and a total surprise. Well, the play has become a Green Bay Packers staple. Aaron Rodgers throws a pass down the sideline to one of his talented receivers. It turns around at just the right time and hauls it in around the unsuspecting cornerback. The back shoulder fade may be the most difficult play to defend in the pass-happy NFL. Rodgers and Green Bay do it better than anybody. The Kansas City Chiefs acknowledge the difficulty in stopping it, and they say they're going to do everything possible to at least slow it down, and that could mean exotic blitzes and physical play at cornerback, whatever it takes to slow down Rodgers' accuracy. Defensive back Travis Daniels says they kind of perfected that pretty good. You can catch the Chiefs and the Packers live Sunday here on KJN, kickoff set for noon. Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger says his sprained left ankle feels better, but he's still not certain when he'll return to practice. The swelling is down and the discoloration has diminished, although he has missed three straight practices since injuring the ankle in last Thursday's win over the Browns. Offensive coordinator Bruce Arians says Roethlisberger's status for Monday's game against San Francisco may not be determined until just after warm-ups. Also in the NFL, the Texans say defensive coordinator Wade Phillips is in stable condition after undergoing surgery on his kidney and gallbladder. The 64-year-old Phillips said after Wednesday's practice that he expected to miss a week to 10 days to recover, adding that his condition was not life-threatening and non-cancerous. Linebackers coach Reggie Herring will run the defense for Houston in Sunday's game against Carolina. Also, Washington Redskins safety LaRon Landry is done for the year after a doctor recommended surgery to repair a sore Achilles. Redskins coach Mike Shanahan says the Achilles isn't torn and that he's uncertain of Landry's recovery time. In baseball news, the Minnesota Twins and free agent outfielder Josh Willingham have agreed to a three-year, $21 million contract. Willingham's last season batted .246 with a career-high 29 home runs and 89 RBIs for Oakland. He's averaged 22 homers and 72 RBIs over his last six seasons, playing for Florida, Washington, and the Athletics. The Philadelphia Phillies signed lefty Dontrell Willis to a one-year contract worth $850,000. The 30-year-old Willis was the 2003 National League Rookie of the Year with Florida, as he finished second in the Cy Young voting in 2005. He was 1-6 with a 5 ERA for Cincinnati last year. Meanwhile, former Phillies left-handed reliever J.C. Romero has agreed to a one-year contract with the St. Louis Cardinals. The 35-year-old spent last season between Philadelphia and Colorado, going 1-0 with a 4.01 ERA and 24 and two-thirds innings over 36 games. And Dan Weldon was killed when his head hit a post in the fencing at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, contact that created a non-survivable injury to the two-time Indianapolis 500 winner. The cause of death was revealed Thursday when IndyCar presented its findings of the October 16th incident in the season finale. The crash involved 15 cars, including Weldon, who came from behind the initial contact, launched over spinning cars, and sailed approximately 325 feet into the catch fence. The investigation determined several factors contributed to what became a perfect storm. The race had a season-high 34 cars, but IndyCar CEO Randy Bernard said Thursday that the field could have had as many as 37 drivers based on the size of both the track and the pit lane. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. Located on Main Street in Oneida, I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.